Though Chancellor Merkel's conservatives defeated her center-left rivals in the September 22nd election, they aren't celebrating yet. On Sunday, it became clear that they must overcome a high hurdle to form a new government. In an interview, the influential Social Democratic Party, or SPD, made clear it would only form a government with Merkel's Christian Democratic Union if they agree on a minimum wage for Germany. SPD deputy leader Andrea Nahles told the Bild am Sonntag newspaper that her party would not join a coalition if there is no agreement on a national minimum wage of €8.50 per hour, a little more than $11. She warns that she expects more concrete commitments from Merkel at an upcoming meeting on Monday, not just on the minimum wage. Merkel is against a single minimum wage for all, citing economic concerns, and has also come out against tax hikes. Yet she will need either the SPD or the Greens as a coalition partner to have a workable majority in parliament. With neither party showing much desire to join her, there are worries among Germany's European partners. They fear long negotiations could delay decisions in what is the European Union's largest economy on measures to fight the Eurozone crisis, such as a plan for banking union. Merkel's party did not respond Sunday to the latest SPD demands amid preparations for yet another round of talks. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.